going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. As we prepare for back to school, the lives of families and students will get even busier. One constant in today's world, whether in school or whether they're out, are the demands of social media that can make on our time and our lives, for better or for worse. It's important to give space to talk about social media because it's an area that can demand so much of your child's attention. With so many platforms vying for the eyes and engagement, chances are your student and child want to keep up with what friends and classmates are doing. It's an open door that needs a lock, key, and sometimes a bolt. This morning, I'd like to welcome Nikki Powell to our program. Nikki is the principal at Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland. Welcome, Nikki, to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father Burke.
It's and we're kind of neighbors. Today. We're next door neighbors. I'm in Point Breeze, East End, and you're right down the street there at Oakland Catholic.
Yes.
So thanks for being with us this morning. Now, Nikki, does Oakland Catholic have a defined social media policy? And if so, where's the line drawn between in-school and at-home usage, or do they both intersect?
It's a great question and a question that a lot of our parents ask. Within our handbook policies and procedures, we talk about the importance of all of our students really living out the mission and philosophy of Oakland Catholic, both in the classroom, outside of the classroom, and that includes social media. So our students are held accountable for their both in-person self in school and their online self as well.
Now, this is obviously a very delicate topic to discuss, but it's needed because nowadays every kid has a phone and they're always attached to their hands in book bags. And, obviously when I was in school, 30 some years ago in college and in grade school and high school, didn't have cell phone coverage. And now that's just where we're at right now. So schools have to adapt to the times, and it's a very delicate but important topic. Now, our program this morning is going to focus on the important aspects of social media safety, but first let's begin with some positives. There can be some real benefits of social media with these platforms that wouldn't be so popular. What do you see as some tangible benefits?
Yes, and we always believe that it's best to teach our students on how to use social media as opposed to always telling them what not to do. So we really like to emphasize at Oakland Catholic our Instagram page. It's a way for us to celebrate our student accomplishments, what's going on at Oakland Catholic, and it's a really great positive platform where the students can encourage each other and can share with their family and friends all the wonderful things that are happening at Oakland Catholic. We also encourage our students to look for positive influences on social media. So that's something we're really going to be focusing on this year, particularly through our FIAT program, which is a freshman mentorship program. So our seniors are going to be relaying some positive Catholic role model influences, introducing them to our freshman students.
That's good. So you're embracing the social media and utilizing the Snapchat and incorporating that with the students who attend Oakland Catholic to say, hey, this let's use it to promote the school, promote your classes, things like that. Embrace that.
Yes,
that's a positive thing.
We're not necessarily using Snapchat, but Instagram, I would say, is our number one platform.
That's the number one platform at Oakland Catholic.
Yes.
Now, a 2020 survey found that 34% of teens listed Snapchat as one of their primary ways of communicating, followed closely by TikTok and Instagram. Many parents don't use some of these platforms and therefore can't see what's going on in their child's lives to prevent a problem. However, the teachers and administrators almost always hear about it in the classroom or in the hallways. What advice can you give them, and should we have our child's accounts and passwords?
Yeah, great question. And I think it depends on the age of your child in terms of, should they even have a Snapchat account? Should you be aware that they have a Snapchat account? Many of their policies, regulations say that students need to be, or children need to be, age 13 or above to even create an account. So I believe it is about gaining that trust with your child or your teen to really see what level of responsibility they're capable of having, you know, and where they are in their development. I think one of the biggest downfalls of Snapchat is students, children think that everything will disappear in 24 hours. And that is simply not the case. Once something is out there on Snapchat, you have no control over who is taking a screenshot, who is recording it on another device and sharing it with other people. Even if you think it's in a private story and you're only sharing it with about 5 or 10 people, I think students are surprised, and sometimes they find out a little too late that once you put something out there on Snapchat, it never really goes away.
That's true. And it's kind of like you open up your door and just let anyone see what's going on. And once you post something, whether if it's in writing, typing a message, or taking a picture, you can't take that away. And
Absolutely.
You're right, you don't know who else is going to be having that and passing it along to others. And it's out there, you can't take it back. So very, very critical and important to remind people, be careful what you post and show too, because once it's out there, the cat's out of the bag, and no telling who else can get that. What do you share with the students when it comes to posting the contact pictures, videos? There's obviously pitfalls that we hear about when it comes about stalking, nudity, profanity, bullying. Feelings can get deeply hurt. Looking out for companies that are vying for information. Girls, for instance, who want to learn about makeup will see an overabundance of suggestions. Are you seeing a lot of this out there?
Yes. And the advice that I give my students, twofold. Would you want your grandmother to see what you're posting, first of all? But second of all, what you're posting, is it going to matter in 5 months? Is it going to matter in 5 years? Could a potential college that you're looking to apply to have access to that information or that post that you posted, you know, 5 years ago? What I find is that when students post something that might not be appropriate, it always has a way of kind of resurfacing, and that has been very, very detrimental to a lot of students. And sometimes it can be something where it might be profanity or bullying, or it could be something very, very simple that's easily taken out of context, but has very, very damaging effects. And to, in terms of, a lot of students post very vague comments or pictures that, again, get misinterpreted and can cause a lot of damage. And I see that particularly within relationships, friendships with the students at our school. Another thing we see is a lot of FOMO, fear of missing out. Students will see other friends going out and doing fun things, why wasn't I invited? You used to be my friend in grade school, and now I see you with some other girls over the weekend. Instead of having those conversations with a friend, like, hey, I saw you were out with, you know, some girls on Fridays, or reason why I wasn't invited, that's when it kind of turns into that a little bit maybe of an anxiety and depression, which we certainly have seen kind of exacerbated by the pandemic, and that social media was really what our students had to communicate with each other and to see what each other, you know, kind of were doing outside of school.
Yeah, and high school students, and especially girls too, there's a lot of drama, a lot of feelings. There's so much competitiveness that are out mm-hmm. there. I could see how very vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable crowd that they want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to have mm-hmm. a lot of friends, keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I could see how social media can really be a benefit in one way, but also can be detrimental in another mm-hmm. way, where friendships can be broken and misinterpreted, and what you post and people make some snide remarks or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of hurt feelings or misinterpretations could be like that. I'm sure that you and your faculty probably have to deal with this on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And we recognize that there was a need for educating our students on not only just the pitfalls of social media, but how to be your authentic self. So we mm-hmm. did partner with the Social Institute to implement a curriculum to kind of guide the young women within social media and also developing those social skills that they need outside of social media. Mm-hmm. When it's appropriate to communicate with someone on via text message versus in person. So we truly believe that educating students on, like I said, being your authentic self online as well as your authentic self in person will definitely take that student far in life. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have lots more to talk about, so we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And I'm with Nikki Powell, who is the principal at Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland. And we're talking about social media and postings and things like that, how important it is to keep a healthy balance of what's healthy and what's not healthy. Now, Nikki, I can't think of anything more dangerous than allowing others to see not only where you are at every moment, but where you've been following you. Yet this is exactly what SnapMaps does. It gives a trail of where your friends are and where you are in real time on Snapchat. I've never heard of this until this morning, so I'm really, really in shock about this. Let's talk about the privacy settings. Also, what about the friend requests, public versus private accounts and information? Mm-hmm. Can you share with what SnapMaps are? And
sure, absolutely. And this is something that I learned from my students wow. as well, that there is a feature on Snapchat where your friends can follow your exact location on where you are and when. And it basically forms a map of where you have been all day. And this can be, as you can imagine, extremely dangerous because of people being able to see where you are in a given moment, but also allowing for others who, you know, maybe computer hackers are trying to they try to friend you and you don't know who that person is, but I want more friends and I want to have, you know, 2,000 friends and more likes on my account. So I accept you as a friend. And again, it's just, I think for parents, it's important to educate not only yourself on the apps that your children are using, your teens are using, but sometimes they don't even know what security settings are on there. So being able to walk your child, your adolescent through, okay, let's go through your account settings. Let's take a look. And it can be something very, very simple that you didn't know that was checked, you know, like to follow me. We at Oakland Catholic also try and educate our students on giving them real world examples. It's one thing to kind of lecture your son or daughter on this is why you shouldn't do this, but to give a real world example of things that have happened to other people to prevent that from happening. For example, there was a gentleman in he had a app for his cycling. So he shared with his family and friends, here's where I cycled through Central Park. And he was wrongly accused of assaulting someone in Central Park because of where the location was and what time the assault happened. And it's just amazing to for how that kind of blew up on social media and ruined this gentleman's life because of a very simple app that kind of put him in the wrong place at the wrong time. So again, it's about educating yourself and your son or daughter on you know, potential dangers.
Absolutely, yeah. That's just it's kind of scary to have an app that traces where your whereabouts are and people can know where you went and where you're at that single moment. And parents might not have any idea that this is on their child's phone. So, wow, that's really an eye-opening experience this morning. Parents also can be good role models for this. And earlier we talked about the boundaries and passwords and screen time limits, as well as information. What advice would you tell the parents listening this morning for their children who have their cell phones with them?
I think it's important for parents to self-reflect on their own habits of not just social media, but on your phone as well. I know for me, when I walk through the halls at school, I try to be very cognizant of not looking at my emails or if a text message comes through, you know, if I'm talking with a group of students, making sure that, you know, my attention is on them and I'm not being distracted by the outside variables of my phone. But also for parents to self-reflect on, okay, how much screen time are you on your phone? And there are apps that you can track your screen time, and there are apps that you can even purchase so that you can help your son or daughter or child. Okay, let's set a time limit. So let's say as a family, each of us is going to have an hour of screen time a day. And then once you reach that screen time, then it shuts off. You know, setting those boundaries, you know, when we are all at dinner together, you know, we're going to put our cell phones in a pile so that we can engage in conversation. But it's just extremely important, I think, for all parents to be role models and, you know, for lack of a better term, practice what you preach and showing your child healthy boundaries.
Yeah, when I'm out and having dinner with friends or family, we go to a restaurant and seeing a family sitting down and none of them are talking. Their kids are playing with their phones and even the parents are texting. There's no communication. It's just like, wow, that's reality.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of families that they say, you know, put your cell phone away and let's share that conversation. And you need that downtime, so to speak, of a timeout to interact with someone physically, talking with them and enjoying each other's company versus always behind the phone, behind that screen. It's critical. And practice what you preach. The parents obviously should set a good examples. Now, we did mention some of the positive things in the first segment, things to stay away from, but also the things that can help them mentally and physically. There's ministry apps, inspirational people, prayer apps and pages, Christian music. Evangelizing can also be a cool way to make friends too. You want to share on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned earlier, it's one of our goals of our FIAT mentorship program is to expose the students to those particular inspirational, influential people on social media so that they can follow them, but also having them be a role model, particularly our seniors, for our younger students. Hey, my friends and I are going to the food pantry after school. Who wants to come with us? So using, again, that tool for that positive evangelization and to show that it's cool, you know, to really show, like I said, your authentic self and in your faith and your spirituality and getting others to join you in that journey.
And as we are now in the last week of July, getting ready in August, school's just starting up in a couple weeks. What are some final thoughts on this last 2 minutes to share with our families and parents who are listening this morning about preparing for school this fall?
Absolutely. I think it's about, again, setting those boundaries, but setting a schedule for your son, your daughter, particularly in high school. Their load is going to pick up in terms of homework. So, ensuring that they are getting their studies done and trying to limit those distractions on social media. But to, kind of brainstorm as a family, okay, who are some influencers that we want to follow as a family? Mm-hmm. And just making sure that open line of communication is always there for your son or daughter to come to you and to ask questions, and that so you can have those open conversations about both the positive and the negative of social media.
And I think just for parents listening this morning and grandparents, just be vigilant, be alert and be aware, because you hear so many things going on in our society with children just leaving or being missing or getting caught up on the internet with some stalkers. And just having those warning signs, just be alert and know where your kids, who they're talking to, what they're posting, and just be a little bit more observant instead of just being, going haywire. I think it's just everybody needs to be more vigilant and be on alert. And like you said, there's pluses with social media, but also the scary things and like the snap maps and things like that, what we talked about earlier. Everybody, we're all in this together, and it's just wonderful to know people like yourself and the staff at Oakland Catholic have programs for your students to just help them balance in this world of what's going on. So Nikki Powell, the principal at Oakland Catholic, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Plus segment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Bark here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 18th Sunday, an ordinary time. Hard to believe that this is the last weekend in July, getting ready for the dog days of summer for August. In the gospel this morning, Jesus teaches that the treasure in heaven is more valuable than possessions on this earth. Jesus warns the crowd to guard against the constant urge to acquire more stuff, because this habit distracts one from acquiring what's really truly important, the true riches, our faith, our family, and our friends. Christ is essential in our life, and the readings this morning is a challenging message to those of us living comfortable lives. It's not important to God to be materially rich, to be the most popular, or to be always the winner or get the front row seat. But the most important thing is to care for those who are in need and to share that what we have. So let us take stock of what is really important in our lives and what are some of those things in our life that are distracting us from a good prayer life or good friendships or spending good quality time with our family and our friends. In the parable of the rich fool this morning, the Lord invites us to really fight against our selfishness and to share our resources with those most in need. So let us let go and let God and look at the most important things in our life, the real treasures in life. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Bark here on KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.